Pharaoh, the relatives of Mary, they realized, because they were spiritual, and through their spirituality and through their magic acts, they saw the star that somebody important is born, and they began to follow it. The people who saw the star were magicians. I'm so worried if you are safe, because somebody somewhere is monitoring you. You may not even know yourself. Joseph didn't even know it. Mary didn't even know it. But there was somebody following. I pray in the name of Jesus, whatsoever is following you without you knowing, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. Now hear this. So the scripture says, when they were following the star, the Bible says, as I told you, they didn't know through newspaper. They didn't know because Mary's relatives told them. They knew because of their magic acts. They knew that somebody is born. And the most shocking part, not only did they know that he is born, they even knew his title. In verse 2, let's read it. In verse 2, what did they say? When they went to Herod, what did they say? Where is he who has been born king? For we have seen his star. So they knew the title by seeing his star, meaning that your star is your identity. I'm talking to somebody here. Somebody, if you are following what I'm trying to talk about, say, I cover my star. I protect my star. Yeah. Somebody came to me and he said, pray for me. Someone has stolen my star. No one can steal your star, but they can attack your star. They can use your star to know who you are and destroy you. Not steal. How can they steal? Your star is your identity. Am I talking to somebody here? So what was the star of Jesus? He was that he is a king. Where is the king? For we have seen his star. I am a prophet. That's my star. So you can't steal it. But they can come after my star. Now, some of you don't even know who you are, but your enemy knows it. Raise your hand and say, oh, my star, shine. Am I speaking to somebody here? Now, get this. I've got now 9 minutes. Now, and the scripture says, when these magicians were going, they thought that it is the king's son that has been born. Because ideally, every king It's only his child who can inherit the kingship. So they went to the king's house, thinking that the king has given birth to a child who will become the king. No wonder their first statement to Herod was like this. Where? Say, where is he who has been born king? Because in their mind, he was in the house of Herod. Even Herod was shocked. What are you talking about? They may know your star and they may locate you. But if you are protected like Jesus, they will miss the address. I decree and declare, this shall be your portion. Whosoever is following your star, they shall not locate you. They will go to a wrong house. Sit down. The magicians went into the house of Herod. If they wanted to bewitch Jesus that night, they would have bewitched Herod. You didn't hear. May your enemies locate wrong houses.
Yes.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Now get this. Before I continue, raise up a hand. And you say, oh my star, shine. If your star is becoming a billionaire, say, oh my star, shine. If your star is to become a leader, raise up a hand and shout, oh my star, shine. If your star is to become a woman of God or a man of God, raise your hand and say, oh my star, shine. If you're following, and if you know that you have a certain potential, if you know that you have got a star in business, raise your hand. Oh my star, shine. Now get it. Now when they went into Herod's house, Herod said, what are you talking about? Where is he? The one that is born king. Where is he? Herod said, I don't know what you're talking about. They said, we have come from east. Do you know where east is? Do you know where east is? So they had come all the way from Yemen. And the people in Israel, including Herod, could not see it. Because this is spiritually sin. I'm telling you, there are people in your house who don't know who you are. But demons somewhere, they know who you are. That's why they are fighting you. They're trying to stop you. Because they know who you are. They know what you can do. They know your potential. Somebody say, every demonic eye trying to locate my destiny, say, I cancel you now. Now hear this. Now when they went there, they went to the house of Herod. I know we people talk about they carried things to see Jesus. But as for me, it was demonic sabotage. You have seen, Master. Why do you go to my enemy to tell Herod that there is a child that is born? What did Herod do? He said, every child that is born, kill the child. So what was the duty of the magicians? What was? I begin to wonder now. If angels did not reveal to Joseph to run away with the son, Jesus was being killed. The duty of magicians fulfilled. All what magicians have to do is just telling Herod. The rest Herod will do. What demons and your enemies can do is just to tell your husband or your wife or your boss, and then there'll be fights. I'm talking to somebody right here. They don't have to fight you. All they have to do is just to cause a problem. And that person will cause trouble. Herod said, kill every child. Some of you right now, your contracts were terminated. Some of you can't get a job. Your life is miserable. Do you know why? There is a demonic sabotage. They know what your family can become. They know your life. They know if we do not touch this young girl will go far. As we speak, all they did was to come to your best friend. Your best friend began to take you to wrong things. She began to take you into wrong places. Because the enemy is on a mission. He knows you are going somewhere. And the enemy wants to stop you. But tonight, I cancel the enemy's plan. I said tonight, I cancel the plan of the enemy. Raise your two hands and say, cancel the enemy. Listen to this. All what the enemy has to do is just to consult one person who will take you wrong, in a wrong direction. Tell your neighbor if you have one. Neighbor, are you safe? Now, let me finish. Now, when they spoke to Herod, they left. Immediately they left, they saw it again. Am I talking to somebody here? And they began to follow it again. After telling the enemy, they followed it to a right, exact right direction. Why didn't this happen in the beginning? Why Herod? Be careful. I know you think yourself. But the Bible says watch and pray. The enemy is looking so seriously what you are doing. He's monitoring what you are doing. So that he can stop you. Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus. Say, not again. The star that had disappeared started shining again. And they began to follow it. Tell your neighbor, my star might have disappeared. But this time again, my star will shine again. And as the further star, the Bible says, when the wind where the star was, they worshipped the one who was born king, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. This is how it will end. Whosoever has been following your star, they will come and bow. They will come and bow. Whosoever has been following your star, whatsoever has been following your star, the end result, they shall bow. Give a neighbor high five. Say, let your star shine. Now they're not smiling. Now give them a congratulations. Say, congratulations, your star is shining again. Give them another high five. Your star is shining again. Another one. Your star is shining again. Tell them again, your star is shining.
My star shine.
Now, where am I getting all this message about stars? How do we know that a star is our identity? Let's go to Genesis. Genesis 37.
Genesis 37.
From verse 9 and 10.
Then he dreamt still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me.
Verse 10.
So he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamt? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you?
Did you hear the scripture? The father is interpreting that the 11 stars are his brothers. The sun is
Jacob.
And the moon is his mother. So the 11 stars are his brothers. So we can see an identity. From the stars he dreamt, they were not just stars. They were human beings. The identity were the 11 brothers. Meaning to say, stars can become identities that can reveal who you are. Your star in business. Your star in your ministry. Your star in your calling. Your star in prayer. Your star in your marriage. Your star in your career. Your star in your relationship. Your star in your finances. I pray for protection. If you know there is a star and you feel the enemy is fighting it, raise your hand and say, let my star shine. Say it, not just talk it. I want you to declare, because what you are saying right now, it is what will happen in the realms of the spirit. Raise your hand and say, let my star shine. Raise your two hands and say these words. It says, I raise my hands. My star is shining. Whatsoever is fighting my star, I rebuke it now. Whatsoever is fighting my shining, I rebuke it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As I raise my hands, every star in me that had disappeared, shine again. Shine again. Offer prayer, offer prayer, offer prayer.